Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Hey, hello, Kettle.
Hey, what's going on? What's up?
Not much. And red wine.
Bonsoir, everybody. Bonsoir. Comment allez-vous?
Wake up.
All right.
Oh, I'm ready. Ready and raring to go.
Okay.
Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday.
I know, that's right. Hello.
Should we tell you what
it's been? Another week. Woo! Hallelujah.
Should we tell the audience we're not taking calls tonight?
Oh, yes. Please make that announcement.
Okay. Excuse me. We're not taking calls tonight. Excuse me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, Papa Didi. Let's get ready for the lead in with Papa Didi kicking it off. What you got for us tonight?
You know what I want to talk about this week? I know it's a redundant thing, but I want to talk about, go around the table and talk about, you know, what's happening with, gun violence in these neighborhoods, because the mystery of it is like, who's doing this stuff? I mean, let me talk about Philadelphia in particular. You know, this week in Philadelphia, it has been like three or four different incidents on SEPTA buses, which is the bus company that runs through SEPTA. It means Southeastern Pennsylvania Transit Authority, a.k.a. SEPTA. That's the system that runs through Philly. And it's been shooting at kids. Kids are getting, one kid got killed, one's in critical condition. Different neighborhoods of schools, so the school's let out, and kids waiting on the bus, cars riding by and shooting at the kids. On three different occasions over the last, like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at different areas of the city. And one said a person was a target, but then other neighborhoods, the same thing is happening. But these people in the cars is all dressed in the hood and stuff that people use. But what are they? You know, we can't – this is the question for the panel here. Why do we always think when somebody puts on a black hood and puts on a mask and everything, it has to be black people? Could this be the KKK or Aryan Nation people or just people killing black people like they did in Atlanta years ago? Remember all them kids got killed in Atlanta years ago? You never know.
True.
I mean, but we got to stop thinking everybody, every time somebody puts on a black hoodie and things like that, if you can't see their hands or can't see the color of their skin, why are you assuming that is black people? We always, it seemed like the quickest out is to say it's gang related and things like that. But, and this is happening everywhere, D.C., and all over the place, just random shooting and all kind of stuff. So what do you think about that? Let's just run that for a second. Who's
Kettle?
Doing it and what the hell? I don't know.
I'm going to go to Kettle.
Passing the buck again. She's a mess, ain't she, Kettle?
Oh, because I know Kettle is very focused on the crime that's been happening lately, so that's why I'm passing it to Kettle first.
And I know you're a very passing the buck person, so okay.
All right,
Kettle, what's up?
So you're saying, do we need to do something about it, or are you trying to understand what?
No, I'm trying to understand what is behind this, and why are these kids getting shot up every day coming out of school, standing on buses? who's doing it? I mean, is it like undercover white folks, Aryan Nation, KKK? You know, because you can't put on a black hoodie and claim it's black people. You never know who's killing who to do.
That's true. I believe it might be a conspiracy. I hate to say it, but it may be some type of conspiracy that they're trying to get rid of these black and brown people. So I don't know.
And young people too. That's the new generation. And like you said, killing the sperm early. You know.
Yeah, but this TikTok stuff has a lot of people going crazy too as well. So that's one thing that I kind of agree that Orange Face was talking about. You know, get rid of TikTok in the United States. That is just a brainwasher right there. You know, it's brainwashing these kids to do crazy stuff. Like the other day, a young girl got killed on the train, jumping on the train. All on TikTok. So I think, you know.
So I think
it's a conspiracy thing, and it's just these kids are just going nuts. Something is driving them to do what they're doing. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's substance abuse or brainwashing from watching these phones 24/7. It's something that is going on. Matter of fact, it's a good movie called Cloning Tyrone. It's not what you think it is. It was an interesting movie, and I thought you need to start thinking. So, and they just talked about a study about cancer as far as these perms and stuff that people are putting in their hair, and basically majority of the people doing it are black. So, I mean, there's a conspiracy theory all the way around. That's how I'm feeling.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
That's an interesting perspective. My point of view on it is I am starting to think along your lines, Kettle, that it might just be a conspiracy. But to Papa Didi's point, I'm starting to wonder really who is behind it, because I think the reason that they tend to lean toward gang influence or gang participation and stuff is because it turns out when they finally catch somebody, it usually is something to do with a gang when it's a shooting that's in the hood. But when it's a school shooting, it tends to be white people. So it's almost like the crazy folk have divided the situation and said, all right, we'll shoot up the school. Y'all can have the neighborhoods. Because typically when there's these shootings on the buses, on the subways and stuff, every now and then it might be a white person, but it just usually, and this is based on who they caught or who has admitted guilt, it usually is a person of color, whether they're Latino or Asian or black. So I don't know if it just turns out that way, but again, to your point, Papa Didi, when somebody is all hooded up and masked up, you don't know who's doing what. And I point back to when there was a lot of smash and grabs going on where these expensive jewelry stores were getting robbed. Those people were so covered up, you couldn't tell until a couple of cameras caught somebody's face. We finally could see that these were white guys doing the majority of the smashing and grabbing. Now, some of them were black, but it was a lot of white people.
You know, Rewind, you can also tell they're white when you look at their rhythm, the way they're running or the way their legs are kind of more like, you know what I mean? There's no, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's the
right,
lack of coordination.
Lack of athletic coordination or lack of, yeah. But, you know, one thing I want to focus on what you were saying, though, two things. For one, you say that usually when they're caught, I think that people assume it's black people and say gang-related. So if the cops don't solve the case, the family can rest on the fact that it was gang-related. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they don't catch them. And on the second thing you said, which I don't agree with at all, because the one thing we can't do as black people, we can't covet everybody, okay? People of color are not us, okay? We are black people. And if somebody do that shit that's Middle Eastern or Spanish or whatever, that's not us. Now, if you want to put yourself in the people of color category, that's cool if that's what you want to be. But I'm black, okay? I'm black male, and society reminds me every day I'm fucking black male. So there's no way I'm going to fall into the of color people because I don't get the same rights or privileges as a Middle Eastern motherfucker that went to college and making $300,000-$400,000 a year running a tech company. He's of color, but I ain't doing what he's doing. He's driving a Tesla.
No,
I'm driving a
saying.
Goddamn Ford. You know what I'm saying?
I get this. Yeah.
I mean, and I say
I was just
as
talking
a, as
about
a,
when we see who the culprits are, it tends
right,
to fall in those categories. I'm not
but
putting
we know
black
what,
people in with
right,
that.
But we know what a black man looks like.
Those three
but,
groups.
Yeah, but I don't mean to cut you off, but let me say this here. We know what a black man looks like. So when they pull a mask off somebody and he's Middle Eastern or he's Afghanistan or he's Iranian or Yemen or Iraq, he's not a black man. So I'm not going to put him in the, I'm not going to put myself in the of color category. I'm staying on the black man's side because that's where I am.
Okay.
So
all right,
that's all I'm saying.
You.
We have to learn to. We can say of color when it's some shit done against all of us, but when it comes to crime, fuck that. Leave me in the black man category anyway.
Okay.
All right.
All right, black man. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, to the people, nigga. You.
All righty then.
Ooh,
we fired
all
right. up tonight. Watch yourself. Okay.
Oh.
Let's see. Another
mm-hmm.
topic I wanted to hit on, Papa Didi, if you were done with that one, was
mm-hmm.
What's going on with the election situation? The
well, let's see
it's
here.
Might... Up. Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know
I
what?
Just wanted to
Let me say
up.
This here. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Over the past 2 weeks, I really started liking Haley. You know, and the more she talked and the closer the camera got up on her that you could see that she was a person of color, okay? She's not white, even though when you see her from a distance and the way she talks, she can put on a white overtone. But she's not white by no stretch of the imagination. And she was convincing people. But
yeah,
and I think that
it's
Trump,
not enough, people.
Yeah, but now it is enough because she's out there working. Trump wasn't doing shit. Trump didn't even go to the debates, okay?
Right.
So we can't honor people. You can't honor a person who was working on their own house and fixed up their own house, or I won't say fix up their own house, a person who go out there and cut their own grass and somebody called a fucking landscaper, okay? There's a hell of a difference, all right? Somebody cut their own grass can sit out there and appreciate that shit and smell it and drink a beer because they did their thing. They had the weed whacker, the lawnmower, all the shit they need, cut it up, did this, did that. Now you're drinking a beer. But you sat there drinking a beer because a landscaper just left and four Mexicans just hooked your shit up. You can't sit back like you so fucking popular on your doorstop. You know what I'm saying?
No, when I say
anyway.
Not enough, I'm saying not enough delegates, not
right,
enough
right, well, because
Trump
got them hypnotized. Trump got
yeah.
the hypnotic shit going on.
That was
but anyway, let's talk about Haley for a minute. She was a former
mm-hmm.
South Carolina governor. Okay, she dropped out of 2024 presidential race. Well, this happened Wednesday, a couple of days ago, after losing every state but Vermont. And she won D.C. also. Power to the people. Chocolate City still doing their thing, which is cool.
Woo-woo.
All right, she won in D.C. also. Woo-woo, yep. H.U., you know. Anyway, and Super Tuesday, in the Super Tuesday primary contest, Trump just kind of deballed her big time, but she still didn't admit that she was standing behind Trump, you know. She said, I'm going to get out the race and things. She was very diplomatic and everything, which was cool, you know. She decided in her campaign to effectively kicking off the general election for Trump now. Now, Trump is going to be the bona fide person against Biden. But Biden said that anybody who voted for Haley, because she was getting in so many places 60,000 votes up against his 120.
Right.
In places like Minnesota and Michigan and shit like that, she was getting 50, 60,000 votes. Now, them Trumps, yeah. I'll tell you, them votes go over to which go to show you. If somebody's giving, if somebody in the state now, they need all Republicans voting. The same Republicans are going to vote on November 5th or 4th, whenever it is. In Minnesota, Trump got 106,000 votes. Haley got 40,000 votes. Okay? Now, these are all Republicans. So if those 40,000 people vote for Biden in Minnesota, hey, I got news for you. Okay? Think about it.
Yeah. Oh, all that right, could so definitely Biden, turn the tide.
Biden said, y'all want to come over to me, Haley people? Because a lot of Trump motherfuckers have fell off of Trump. A lot of white folks is wising up. See, the only problem with white people is that white people live on the same block as the Trump supporters do. They live in the same neighborhood. That's why they got it so difficult. You know what I mean? Because the neighbor hangs a flag out there, Trump, Trump, Trump. And the neighbor, they ain't hanging it. Where's your flag? Where's your, you want to, oh, yeah, give me a flag. I'll hang it up. But they hang it up. But when you, thank God, when you go in the voting booth, you close the fucking curtain. You know? But a lot of people got to do what they got to do in a neighborhood because of the crazy Trump motherfuckers. Because you cannot live in a white neighborhood with other white people and say, oh, no, I'm going to vote for Barack. No, I'm good. They'll fucking burn your house down, them crazy white motherfuckers. Anyway. But anyway, like I said, her campaign is over, and she came out very humble, saying that we tried and we hung in there and all. She did endorse him, so let's see what she does. And when she goes to vote, I doubt if she votes for him. I'll be honest with you.
I'm sure she's not going to. That she would vote for him.
Oh, fuck no. Because she pulled like a woman.
She made it very clear how she saw him. She said this man is unhinged and unfit for office.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel that way, how could you, of good conscience,
she's not gonna do that.
Go and vote for him?
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either. What you think, Kettle? Do you think she can vote for him, or she'll just have to do something different?
She had to do something different. She ain't voting for that jackass.
No, she ain't voting for him. I don't think she is.
Like you said,
she's a woman
of
good faith.
When you go and vote, you're going to close the curtain so you know, people don't know who
that's right. For. Yep, you're right. Thank God there's a curtain, boy. Yeah.
I'm grateful that your vote belongs to you and you alone. Cause like
that's
you
right.
said, Papa Didi, you can put the flag out, put the poster out, put the sign in the yard. And then you can go
them
in that booth
folks,
and vote for whoever you want.
Them white folks live on the same block. You hear me? That's why a lot of them are scared to death. They vote out of fear. And they hang flags, some of them out of fear. Even though they ain't vote for Trump, they hang it out because them crazy-ass Trump lovers will burn their fucking house down. There's some sick white motherfuckers out there, I'm going to tell you. Some of them motherfuckers have lost their mind.
Oh, yeah, they're crazy.
Amazing. They're crazy as fuck. Anyway, well, that's all I got on Haley. God bless her going forward, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I do have a lot of respect for her. I'm not a Republican voter, but I do respect the fact that she stood up for herself. She stuck to her guns. She spoke her mind.
Yeah.
At first, she wasn't saying too much negative stuff about Trump. And then during her campaign, she decided to speak up and say,
said,
you know what? I'm going to speak the truth.
She said,
this man
fuck
is
it.
A nut. He's crazy. And I'm going to say so. So shout out to Nikki. Hang in there, girl. Hang in there.
Yeah, God bless her, man. She really stuck up for women, in my opinion. If women want to boast about somebody, that's the person you should give a little props to. Because by herself, and her husband was over in fucking, he's in the military 4,000 miles away, so she ain't had no support. And on another thing, too, on another note, when Trump went out there last night to say that he's in there by himself, now Melania wasn't even there, and he was in his own ballroom over there in Mar-a-Lago. And she never even showed up. So
yeah,
that's
I heard about
in the
that.
News right
Melania
now.
Was
it's like, where,
missing in action.
Right. Where is Melania at when he's up there celebrating shit? She don't give a fuck about it. And her son wasn't there either. So I don't know what the fuck is going on.
No, but his knucklehead sons and their wives and fiance were
sitting
right
up there. Oh, yeah, they're all there. But Melania wasn't there and her son wasn't there. there's some kind of trouble going on in paradise, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, here's my prediction on whichever one of the sons has the fiance. They've been engaged mm-hmm. for a minute now. I'm thinking they're waiting for Trump to get in the White House so they can have some big, elaborate White House wedding.
A free wedding, I think.
I think that's what they're doing. But that's my prediction. We're going to see what happens if Trump gets in the White House. He needs to go to the big house, but we'll see. All right.
Well, if he does get in the White House, I'm moving to Canada.
Well, we're going to see.
Ooh.
Well, if you go to Canada, it's all good because the pajama party can be heard worldwide.
All right.
Well, again, we are not taking any calls tonight because we have an event to get to, and we're trying to just get our show out there and keep it moving. So, on that note, we're going to keep it moving and go over to you, Kevin. You ready for the cocktail of the week? You got a good one?
I sure am. Yeah, I got a good one. Never heard of this one before.
Okay, but, well, come on with it. It's time. Wait a minute. Let me intro. It's time for Kevin and the cocktail of the week. Week.
Thank you, really.
All right.
Appreciate that. This is called the Bramble Sparkling Lemonade, getting ready for cherry blossoms and all that good stuff, getting ready for the pop of spring. It's a bright and refreshing cocktail, bursting with fresh berry flavor, perfect for enjoying during get-togethers with friends. 1.5 ounces of Bombay Bramble, which is... blackberry and raspberry gin, flavored gin. It's called Bombay Bramble. 3 ounces of lemonade, 3 ounces of club soda, 1 wedge of lemon wedge, and 1 berry blackberry. Combine the ingredients, except the club soda, into your shaker filled with ice. Shake very hard. Pour into your glass with fresh ice and top with club soda. Garnish with the lemon wedge and a blackberry. And this is called the Bramble Sparkling Lemonade, and it looks delicious.
Ooh, see.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Bombay had a flavored situation.
Surprise, surprise. Instead of the regular blue bottle, it's like a deep burgundy, the front cover. Is very nice. Bombay Bramble. I said, go ahead now. Ooh, tasty.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to have to look that one up. All right. Well, thank you for that one. That sounds good. You got me all messed up with that now. I'm going to have to look that up when we get off the air, find out where can I get that. Okay. Thank you again for that one, Kettle. All right, Papa Didi, coming to you with what's popping for this week. What's happening? What's popping, Papa Didi?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. There he is.
All right, I'm going to lay something on y'all that I've been observing. And it's going to blow your mind, but you're going to say, damn. And then you're going to put a little more tenor. You're going to say, damn. How about that? All right, now, you remember when networks and stuff first came out? Are y'all with me?
Networks?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Okay, networks. Remember when networks and stuff came out? Everybody had their own network, all the stuff coming out, Food Network and HD and OWN and
everybody. Okay, all the streaming things
network.
And all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, a new breed came along, which was all the major different networks. Now, remember one time, now let's focus on it for a minute, because we all old enough to understand the path that everything went through. There used to be something now back when I lived in Philly and New Jersey, something called Prism, and there was something called Oh, my God. There was Cinemax. Remember those joints back in the day? And then it grew up to...
Yeah, I remember Cinemax, yeah.
Yeah, then it grew up to HBO, and it grew up to... then other ones started coming in. I'm trying to think of the different ones. Showtime. HBO and Showtime was big. And then a whole nother group came on, like the grandchildren, which included now Netflix, Amazon, and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You understand the trend I'm trying to go in right now? How everybody came in and when they came in? Everything got its own little generation and time frame. Okay. Now, let's go back to the regular networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox. Now, those are the networks that everybody watches every night, but mostly now, that's more the senior network, because young people ain't watching that shit. Young people streaming. They don't give a fuck about no news, okay? A fucking bomb could be on their fucking porch in a chair. They'll just blow the fuck up, okay? They don't give a fuck. They don't know what's going on in the world. Anyway. But anyway, getting back to that situation, but all of these four companies now, ABC, NBC, CBS and Fox, they're all in this shit together now because they need each other for survival. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give you an example. When they went on strike, everybody had to go out. Not everybody, because some people are still there. Some other networks are still doing their thing. But the major networks, the shows we look at or the shows that older people look at, had to take a break. When I say older people, I'm talking about Law and Order, FBI, Chicago Fire, shit like that, Survival, ABC got a thing called The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you got the other stuff, you got on NBC, you got, what's that one with Simon Cowell? Fucking America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent, right.
Right, and you got American Idol and all that. Yeah. I mean, just keep the names of everything I'm saying in your head. And then you got The Voice. Now, what these companies do, the last four that's left, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, they work with each other now because over the last couple of weeks, a lot of companies came out with their new shit. They waited until the strike was over, made some new stuff, and then they came out. But when they take a break, like most people taking a break now, for example, this past week now that's up now, when I say the week starts on Monday. Now, this week on Monday through Friday, this week you had no new FBI episodes. They're coming back in 2 weeks, okay? No Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. They're coming back in 2 weeks, okay? No Law and Order. And no Law and Order, what's the one for the sex offenders and shit like that?
SVU.
And the other one?
Yeah.
SVU. They're coming back in 2 weeks. Why they come back in 2 weeks? Because what's name now, they're debuting for the first time. Survivor is new this week, okay? And other stuff is new this week. They got some new voices this week with some new characters. You got American Idol that featured this week. So that's coming on this week. Okay? And my favorite show that finally came back on Fox called The Cleaning Lady. The Cleaning Lady's back on Fox. And that show's getting a lot of reps and things like that. So it's no coincidence when a show runs for a couple weeks and they throw a couple weeks of reruns in there. They throw reruns in so other networks, those other couple networks within that four group of networks can get their shit off for a couple weeks. They're all in it together because they're competing with Netflix, Amazon, all these off-brand people. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, when you got regular cable, you got regular channels. You know what I mean? Everything is generated by the cable companies. When you got regular cable, you got regular channels. But you can also have streaming and not have regular channels. And that's how the whole television thing works. They see who got what. So why would CBS, NBC,
ABC, and Fox. Why would they fight amongst each other? They got to let each other in so they can continue to make money, because they're constantly competing with new shit. When Netflix needs money, they'll throw Dave Chappelle out there with a new special, or they'll throw another comedian with a new special. And now Amazon got Thursday Night Football and shit like that. You know what I mean? So those big networks are usually run by rich motherfuckers that can take over shit. And then you got Paramount and Piedmont, which is the backdrop of CBS and NBC. And they'll give you the shit a day later, like HBO used to do with the fighting and stuff, with the boxing matches. You don't see it on pay-per-view, but you see it a week later. And that's where CBS and NBC has a backdrop to fall back on now. So if anybody's streaming, can get it the following week. All the young people that don't have the regular networks, they can pick up the shit a day later on the, Paramount or Piedmont. So it's some Peacock.
Yeah.
It's some deep shit. It's some deep shit. And when you take a look at it and focus on it and understand it, you'll see that these networks are two different families altogether. You got NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, and then you got all the rest of the motherfuckers. And NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, they got to stick together so they can pay motherfuckers like Gayle King $1 million and fucking Savannah Guthrie $1 million and Al Roker $1 million. You know what I'm saying? In order to do that, they got to stick together. They got to see, and what's the other girl's name on ABC? Robin Robbins and Strahan making $11 million fucking dollars, and Stoffelophagus, whatever the fuck his name is. And you know what I'm saying? So it's some deep shit. I just want to put that out there to let you know that ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, them motherfuckers is in the shit together. Don't get it twisted. Because they got some big-ass competition with those off-brand other streaming channels. So I'm going
to
leave it at that.
Wow.
Then look at it like that. That's a good analogy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been studying this shit lately.
Okay. That was very perceptive to pick up on. Some go on break so the other ones can get their new stuff in, and then the other ones, they take it down a week or two. Let everybody else get. It's like a four-way stop sign.
Right. Right, exactly, exactly.
It's a four-way stop sign.
Right, exactly. Because you look up this week, two of the best joints aren't even going. I'm telling you, Law and Order's night wasn't on Thursday. Chicago stuff on Wednesday was not there. And Tuesday didn't have the FBI shows. But you had Survival and American Idol popped up in there. And fucking The Voice and shit like that. So it's always going to be some new shit
back
somewhere. What's that?
On Fox, So You Think You Can Dance came back.
Yeah, and my other show too, right. And also my show, The Cleaning Lady. If you look at The Cleaning Lady on Tuesday night, The Cleaning Lady is a direct competition with the FBI. So The Cleaning Lady is a good show, man. It's a good show. It's called The Cleaning Lady. It's on Fox on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Cleaning Lady, good show.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, that's
done with
the
your commercial for the cleaning lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Check him out.
Yeah, but peep that out.
What's up?
But always think, if your show is showing reruns that week, you can always go somewhere else because somebody's showing something new. That's the moral of the story.
All right. We got it. Thank you. Thank you, Papa Didi. All right. Okay. We're going to shift gears and lighten it up. We got let me make sure I'm right. Yep, we got the weird news coming your way, and I think I've got the first one tonight. Yes, I do. We got three really weird ones for y'all tonight. So, as Kettle would always say, buckle up, get your favorite cocktail, because it's about to get weird. I've got this one out of Texas. This is a kilt-wearing man. You know those Irish kilts look like a skirt? This man had on an Irish kilt down in a place called Spring, Texas. He got arrested last week for a crime that can truly be described as asinine. This man was taking items for sale at an antique store and placing these items in his anus. Oh, and then he allegedly put the tainted items back on the shelves, presumably so unsuspecting shoppers would purchase them. What is wrong with people? Why are you sticking? Oh, my God. Why are you sticking stuff in your butt and then putting it back on the shelf so somebody will buy it not knowing? This man who's going on the Kiss It list, his name is Mitchell Vest. He was arrested on charges of criminal mischief stemming from incidents that occurred last month, and then they finally arrested him, when he was observed allegedly. I don't know why they say allegedly, because they saw him on camera, allegedly placing items in his rectum and then putting them back on the shelves at two different antique stores in Spring, Texas. Some of the items that the 60-year-old, this man is 60 years old, some of the items that the 60-year-old allegedly contaminated included a makeup brush and an antique bottle opener and a tobacco tent can, according to the affidavit. The total cost of the items was just a little over $200, but these items, of course, had to be thrown away because of fecal contamination, but investigators were able to connect them to Mr. Vest. They put this fool, they freed him on a $100 bond. So a makeup brush, he stuck it in his butt, put it back on the shelf, hoping that somebody would use this makeup brush on their face. He has a real problem. So
Wait a minute. He's on the Kiss It list. He damaged $200 worth of property. He only get $500.
They freed him on a $100 bond. I'm like, y'all should put his butt in jail. He needs a psychiatric evaluation.
That would work.
And you're too old to be doing stupid stuff like that. You're 60. Why are you sticking stuff up your butt and putting it back on the shelf? What is wrong with you?
Hey, Papa, he must be getting a freaking dick off, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. How big was his booty hole? Where'd that big-ass booty hole come from?
Well, that's why he was wearing that kilt, because with that kilt, you know, a kilt looks like a skirt. So he was just going to raise that kilt and stick something on up there and then put it back on the shelf.
Yeah, but I'm saying the size of his asshole. I mean, where'd he get that from?
Well, apparently he's not a first-timer, so there you go.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. Let's
on
move
to
on.
The next weirdo.
What you I got, have the Kev? Next one. Museum attempts world record for underwear worn on head. Are you serious? Come on. Of all places, St. Louis, the museum in St. Louis is celebrating a local holiday by asking visitors to wear underwear on their head for Guinness's World Record.
Oh,
crazy. Siggity. The city museum said it hopes to gather at least 314 people on the 314th day, March 14th holiday, celebrating the 314 area code, to wear underpants on their heads for this world record again. The current record of 270 people was set at a Naperville, Illinois bookstore in 2012. Wow, to celebrate the release of a book in the caption Underpants series. The museum said underwear, presumably clean, will be provided to participants around 1:45 at the site. Officials said they only need 271 people to break the record, but they hope for at least 314 honorables. The museum previously earned Guinness's World Records titles for the largest pencil, the longest seesaw, and the largest tennis racket. Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's their draw to their town, I guess. I don't know.
Why is that even a record of people wearing underwear on their head? I don't even know.
I don't get it. And you know, they're going to get somebody else a dirty underwear. But don't St. Louis have a big arch? They have the gigantic arch. Isn't that enough for them?
Yeah, the arch is in St. Louis.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
That's my weirdness.
Presumably clean. Okay. Ooh, and
don't
the weirdness.
Don't come in there with no dirty underwear.
You know somebody will.
I know.
Okay. All right, Papa Didi. What's your weird news? Can you top that one?
You took the words right
Papa
out of my
Didi.
Mouth.
I, look, we got some weird ones tonight. What
you
got, Papa? You
saying, can I top it? This
yeah,
has got to be the weirdest fucking. This has got to be the weirdest fucking news I've ever fucking read.
Uh-oh, what you got?
Okay. Now, you know, naturalism is, you know, fucking people in the buff, people on nude beaches and shit like that. You know, they're
okay.
They're nudists, naturalists, nudists. They call them, they got all kind of names, nautilists, nudilists, fucking voyeurists, whatever. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
They're having a balls out bowling event. They say balls out, but it's for everybody, not just guys. Now, a Pennsylvania naturalist group announced that bowlers will be able to roll the balls and bowl in the nude at upcoming balls out bowling event. Okay? So this nudist group in the Pittsburgh area announced that it's rented out the Crafton Ingram Lanes in Pittsburgh. And it's bowling in the buff event, and this is on April 28th, if anybody's interested. So get your plane tickets and your train tickets now and go to fucking Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and get some ass nickels. And go into the Crafton Ingram bowling lanes. Okay,
oh,
the nudist is, here it is now. Nudist is required, with the exception that women can wear bottoms. Now, let me explain this for a minute. Okay.
They say
that women can wear bottoms, but men are going to bowl with their balls flinging in the air. That I don't understand. That's some real backwards shit right there. Because we all know that when you bowl, right, you pull the ball up to your chin, okay, and then you get a little running start. And when you get a running start, your balls take a roll at a running start. But you're telling women that don't have balls that they can protect their shit, but the man, let your balls run free. I don't get it. Somebody did some backward shit there.
Oh, boy.
That's some backward shit. I think the men should be able to wear a fucking jock strap or something. But anyway, they're saying that men, you can be free, balls flying in the air. As you run down a little lane, let the ball go. And what happens to your balls in the meantime, they don't give a fuck. But women, you can cover up your shit. So they're being nice to women, so I guess women should respect that. But it's some real backward shit, in my opinion. Anyone who wants to shed their clothes for the night need to purchase a $25 ticket in advance. Because they need to know who's coming. They need to know who's going to be there.
Big balls, little balls.
Balls out, bowling.
Balls Out Bowling is the ultimate. Their advertisement says that Balls Out Bowling is the ultimate bowling experience for anyone who loves to have fun and show off their skills in the buff. The event is open to bowling fans of all skills and levels who are over the age of 18 years old. So they ain't even saying 21. They want fucking kids in there. God damn. But the group also stresses safety and privacy will be paramount during the event. How safety going to be paramount when balls are flying in the air while you're throwing a heavy-ass ball? And they say no photography and no cell phones allowed. No recording equipment, okay? They saying also that sexual activity is not permitted. Okay, and nudism does not equal harassment or anything else, and that will not be tolerated. Violators will be put out of the area and will not be allowed to participate in events in the future. So that's the rules and laws of it. So balls out. Let's go.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You topped mine.
Yeah, you topped everything. The dude with the antiques in his butt. I think the balls out bowling tops everything. All righty.
So Kettle and Red Wine, that's April the 28th if y'all going to get a plane ticket.
Hell to the no. No, thank you. I won't be there.
Well, I think I'm going to put it on my calendar just as a reminder.
Yeah, April 28th.
Okay. Yeah, just in case. If I happen to be in the area, you said it was up around Pittsburgh. You know, just the reporter in me, I might have to go check it out.
Go check it out. Okay. All right.
I mean, from a reporter's perspective.
I bet. I can imagine.
I'm just saying.
Saying, uh-huh.
Good check.
I mean, I used to bowl. I can go check it out. All right. Well, if I go, I'll report back on the show and let y'all know how it went. If I go.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. All right, Papa Didi. Give her her segue so we can keep it moving. I'm tired of hearing about balls.
You ready, Red Wine?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Red Wine from Just Saying.
All right. Thank you so much. You know what? Tonight, I'm just saying, how many more jobs? That's my topic. Now, when I go grocery shopping, for example, I feel like I'm not in that store to be a part-time employee, right? So why do they expect me to scan and bag my own groceries? I thought that's why they hired people to work there, especially due to the fact that I already got a job, and it's not working in the grocery store. No shade to the people that work in the grocery store, but I don't work there. So why do I have to go do my own shopping and then become a part-time employee, scanning all my stuff, bagging all my stuff, then I got to carry it home and do all of that? I don't work there. So stop expecting me to be an employee. I'm just a customer passing through to get my stuff and take it home. I'm already paying more than I should for all these overpriced items. So I'm just saying, how many more jobs am I expected to have? Then, to make matters worse, I got to bring my own bags. Even though when you go through the self-checkout, they're asking you on the machine now, how many bags do you have? So it's all honor system. Well, if I grab three and say, well, I got one, they got cameras everywhere. So now I got to claim how many bags, I got to pay for the bags, and then I got to bag my stuff. I'm just saying, it seems like the prices are high enough for the food that it ought to include the daggone cheap bags that they give you. Now they got paper bags, they got rid of the plastic. Well, if you got heavy gallon jugs of stuff, a single bag is not going to make too much sense because the stuff's too heavy. So now you got to get two bags just to carry that stuff if you bag it up. I'm just saying, it's starting to get to be too much. Then you go to the daggone pharmacy to pick up, you know, miscellaneous stuff, deodorant, toothpaste, hair oil, whatever. You get in there, and they got a self-checkout. And all you have to do is get caught in one of those lines where you're in a hurry, and you got somebody, well, nobody, behind the counter, and they want you to go through self-checkout. Here we go. You're in a hurry, and you get somebody in the line up at the self-checkout that is totally clueless. You have this person up there flipping the product around this way and that way. They can't figure out where's the code, what am I scanning. I saw a lady one time, she just kept on sliding the thing over the window, sliding it over the window. The thing wasn't beeping because she didn't have the UPC code. She just sliding the product over the window and not understanding why is it not working. And I'm standing like three people back. It took all I had not to yell up there and say, flip it over. It's like, come on. It's a long line. And there's nobody at the register, so we have no choice but to self-check out. I'm just saying, how many jobs do we have to have, people? Why we got to do all this stuff ourselves when these stores are paying people to do these jobs? But yet we got to come in there and be a customer and an employee? That's not right. That's some bull crap. And then I heard on the news this week that airports are trying out a new system where I think right now it's just in Nevada, but they're doing self-checkout in the daggone security line. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? So now you want us to self-checkout through security? I'm already scared because how many, I think they said they confiscated over 6,000 guns alone last year through security. Are you really going to trust people to have to put their stuff through security? And you know good and well somebody's going to try it to put something that's illegal through that security screening thing. And they're talking about having a virtual TSA person. So you'll see the TSA person on the screen, and they'll be telling you, okay, put it this way, now do this, now do that, now go through the thing where they do the body screening and put your hands up. You know, they're going to give you all these instructions, but why can't the TSA agents just be there to do their job? How many jobs do we have to have? I'm just saying, I got a job. I don't need to get another job every time I go to a daggone store or to the airport. This stuff is getting out of hand. That's all I'm saying. Good gracious. Is anybody working? We got to all now pick up the slack. You can't keep blaming this stuff on COVID. This isn't about COVID. This is about either people don't want to work or they're just making money and making profits off of us, the consumer. And that ain't right. I guess after a while they're going to want us to conduct our own medical exams, deliver our own babies, cook our own food at the restaurants. I mean, what's next? I'm just saying. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, how many more jobs do we have to do before we can just go somewhere and have somebody else do their freaking job? I ain't getting paid to scan my stuff and bag my stuff. I'm tired of all that mess. Do your job. I'm doing mine. Do yours.
All right. Hmm. That was a good one.
Hey, you know, Red Wine.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this here. First of all, you know, you're 100% right on that. But you know one thing a lot of people don't understand is that we have to understand, too, that a lot of these corporations, you know, the world is not how we see it. If you're like most people of a certain age, you're used to having parents of a certain age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your parents taught you a lot of shit, right? Now,
right.
You got to understand the job market is a whole different place. The job market will take people and put them in leadership positions only because they brought a college degree to the resume. I mean, to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 28 fucking years old. 32 years old. And they say, oh, yeah, he's a nice young guy. Well, he's got a master's already. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, he's been in school for 15 motherfucking years. Came out with something. It should just take 8. If you come out with a master and you've been fucking with school for 15 years, you're a little late, right? You've been living off of somebody and all kind of shit, right? You know, one thing a college degree doesn't do, it doesn't put your fucking GPA on the fucking on the degree, right? You know, people blow up the degree. You go in a doctor's office, they got the degree hanging on the wall. Is this grade point average at the bottom of the degree?
No, it isn't.
Does it say 2.0, 2.7, 2.9 out of a fucking 4.0? It doesn't do it.
No.
It don't matter. Now, but I'm getting back to what you were talking about. Now, when people of a certain age go to work somewhere, the first thing they do is look at our date of birth. And they look at us like, if I go somewhere and I put down 1960 on my application, and a person that was born in 1990 is looking at my application, I'm older than their fucking parents, right? So the first thing they want to do is either, the first thing they're going to do is either not hire me, or they think I'm some kind of senior citizen going to come walk in the fucking door. Okay? So chances are they say, oh, we found somebody else. We don't want to fuck with you. Because they know where their parents are at fucking 65 years old or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's really deep. So you don't get the people that they don't get the experience. They don't want the experience because the people in charge are only in their 30s. Anybody in their 60s is not only a threat to them, but it reminds them of their parents, and they think you just a dumb motherfucker like they dumbass parents. And that's why the place you go to now, you got to do all the work because nobody of any experience that's eligible to work that may have been born in the 60s aren't being hired because people in the 30s, people born in the 90s or late 80s are hiring motherfuckers. So everything is fucked up right there in human resources. So by the time it trickles down to the floor of the damn building, what do you think it's like? By the time human resources is fucked up at Wegmans, what do you think Wegmans is like when it reaches the goddamn floor of the supermarket? Or shopping bag or fucking ShopRite or Shoppers or whatever we got out there. What stores we got out there? Shoppers, ShopRite, Shop here, Shop there. They're all doing the same shit. They all got a 40-year-old motherfucker in human resources running shit. Because the 80-year-old motherfucker that's running the store, that's the big boss, the president, he's hiring all these young motherfuckers because he's old as fucking drooling on himself, and he's got a big corner office in New York somewhere, and all his people, when he has a big meeting somewhere, they're all 40 years old. He sits back and look at titties all day at a fucking convention. Oh, we're having a convention of all the managers, and all these fucking women coming here with their titties hanging out, and he thinks that's his staff. Everybody's all hip and shit, and all he's seeing is nice fucking racks of titties, and he's just content that he hired all these pretty white women with blonde hair, blue eyes, and big titties, and he's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's some deep shit. It's some deep shit. It's some deep shit. I digress. I'll leave alone.
Okay. All right.
Okay, soapbox.
Well, ooh, I don't even know where to go now. Where are we going?
Okay.
We going to Hollywood?
We're going to get into Kendall's Corner first, then I'll go to Hollywood. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll grace you with Kettle's Corner, and then I'll go straight to Hollywood. Is that fine with you guys?
Hey, that worked for me. Worked for you?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. All right, it's time for Kettle's Corner. She got a surprise treat for us. So let me get your theme music going, interns. Come on, hook her up. Get the theme music. All right, Kettle. Come on with it. What you got?
Well, like you said, I'm about this... these youths here in D.C. and right now, they need some help. And the authorities need some help. Everybody needs some help. But this is my take on it. We need to put into place a crime prevention bill or law for the youth in the D.C. area. The youth of D.C. have gone wild for sure. We need truancy officers to step up and be seen. Principals to take charge of their schools with the youth attendance and start finding these parents if their kids do not attend school. And parents need to step up to the plate and get your kid into some kind of community service or activity, boys club, karate, or swim class. Something constructive to help develop their minds and their characters. This new bill in D.C. for the youth is too far away of being signed and put into action, and it needs to be in effect right now. It has too many, it has to go through too many hands before it is passed, and we do not have the time to waste. So let's all work together for the good of these youth and get them on the right track. Parents, community, and schools, let's get it together and unite. Let's just do the damn thing. Stop talking so much. And that's my Kettle's Corner for tonight.
All right. Kettle said, less talk or action.
I'm just tired
of
talking.
Do more. I understand.
Right on. Come on with it. You know, they had a bill going on. The guy, what's his name, Robert White, he introduced the bill. But it still has to go through too many hands. I mean, it won't be months until it's approved. So if it is approved at that time, but anyway. All right, come on, Papa. Give me my intro. Let me keep rolling.
Hey,
all
you
right,
know,
let's
before
go
I do
Hollywood.
That, you know, Kettle, before I do
mm-hmm.
that, I want to
sure.
commend you for using a word I haven't heard in a long time.
Truancy.
And that's the word truant.
Okay.
If you ask most of the people, even people our age, our generation, they don't know
mm-hmm.
what the word truant means.
Yeah.
Truant was a huge thing when we were coming up going to school. When we seen the little bullshit car with a little red light on the top of it, little fake me out police car, you would say, God damn, that's a truant officer. Those are people that chase students back into the building. Now, man, I'm watching kids outside of high school smoking weed in the motherfucking bush, and ain't nobody giving a fuck. School be going on 10 o'clock in the morning, and kids are walking in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck? But anyway,
mm-hmm.
thank you for using that word truant. Truant officer is, but now they got those ones that's out there because they're shooting in schools. They got the, I forget the term they use now, but them
mm-hmm.
cops is looking to shoot somebody that's coming to shoot the kids and all. But everybody forgot about stopping the kids that are cutting class and all that shit. So, and they're the ones leaving the damn doors open when they go smoke weed so somebody can come in and shoot the kids. So
well,
goddamn, they ain't controlling yeah. shit. Anyway. But let me give you a theme music. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hollywood. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, Hollywood. Take it away.
Thank you. Teresa Johnson, better known as Risa Tisa, she inks a deal with the CAA. The online blogger and writer is the creator of the popular TikTok series, Who the TF Did I Marry? She's been on Tamara Hall, Good Morning America. She's doing her rant. She is the creator of this particular series. This is more or less, quote unquote, real life. This happened to her. She got married and she was like, who the F did I marry? She married a liar. I don't know if he was cheating, but he just lied about everything he was about and who he was. And she put it on TikTok. A 50-part series details her marriage to and divorce from Jerome McCoy, putting his real name out there, which he claims is a pathological liar. In less than 3 weeks, who the TF did I marry earned more than 400 million impressions, and her followers jumped from 8,000 to now 3.6 million followers. Okay. Girlfriend has been everywhere. But I didn't realize that she was a blogger and writer. I thought she just happened to go on TikTok and just gave the story. But, hey, what works, go for it. I'm not mad at her. She got her deal. So, also, Sinbad is in the news. Haven't heard of his name in a while. The comedian virtually participated in the first leg of a Different World tour that kicked off in late February at Morehouse College. Sinbad is expressing his gratitude after suffering a major health challenge 4 years ago. He had a stroke, and they had him on a virtual, but it was that was nice. I didn't see the reunion, but from the pictures I see, it looks pretty good, and that was a good idea to kick it off at the HBCU college as well. So kudos to him. Yeah. So he said you're gonna be seeing more of him. I'm quite sure he's gonna probably go on tour, but it's gonna take a minute. But it'd be good to see Sinbad back though. Yeah, that'd be great. Also, I haven't heard this name in a while, but PETA. She is dating Joshua Jackson. You know, he used to be married to Jodie Turner Smith. She played in that movie called Slim. The real dark-skinned girl that he was married to her. And After months of dating speculation, it appears these two are no longer hiding their relationship. They've been hanging out on the smoochy, smoochy thing. Okay. Hey, man, that's just do your thing. But it kills me. In Hollywood, they jump from person to person. I mean, he could have been good friends with this person, but, hey, I got him now. So, you know, I guess that's how they're looking at it. I don't know. Also, Queen Latifah, she returns to host the 55th NAACP Image Awards. Okay, kudos to her. That's my girl. I like Queen Latifah. That's going to air on March the 16th at 8 o'clock on BET, of course. We will probably see that on a regular basis. You know how they repeat stuff. So, yeah, kudos. Also, Usher and Ludacris, they are in the news. The song that they sang at the Super Bowl, 13 million units on February the 9th, just 2 days before the duo's 2024 Super Bowl performance of Yeah. I'm like, okay, they hit a record. Wow, 13 million units.
13 million.
That song is old. Yeah, but I guess people are, you know, streaming it. That's what they're talking about, you know, streaming it.
Oh.
So they're streaming it again. Everybody want to hear it again, I guess.
Okay.
That's what's up. They made it popular again. You're right, that song is old, but I mean, hey, that worked. NeNe Leakes, wow, she doesn't even look real. The former housewife Atlanta, she looks unrecognizable. She's on Instagram posts. I mean, she got her eyebrows done, she got her nose done, her cheekbones. I'm like, okay, is this NeNe Leakes or is this a cartoon character? It does not look real, but interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what her next path of what she's going to be in next. I'm curious, truly. Were you guys a NeNe Leakes fan?
No, not me.
Okay, all right. And also, Mary J. Blige, she announced it on CBS This Morning that her Strength of a Woman Festival Summit is going to be debuting in New York City in May. So, quite sure she got a lot of entertainers on that. Yeah, I hear every year it sells out, Strength of a Woman Festival and Summit. So, starts in May in New York City. And last but not least, The Masked Singer premiered on Wednesday night, and the person they unveiled was Kevin Hart.
I guess he was
getting back at Nick Cannon. You know how they go back and forth. So I guess that was his way of getting Nick Cannon back, whatever prank that they always end up doing. But he was the book. And what's his name? Robin Thicke said, the only person that makes me laugh when I walk in a room like this is Kevin Hart. And he said, mentioned somebody else, but he said he knew it had to be Kevin Hart.
So he
guessed it right. Robin Thicke guessed it right. So kudos to him. So that's my Hollywood wrap-up for tonight. Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of good stuff. Oh, by the way, that song, Yeah, was released in 2004.
Wow.
So it's been 20 years for that song.
Well, yeah, that was my time. I was all into Usher back then.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Hey, Kettle.
Yes, sir.
I'm really glad you mentioned that thing about NeNe Leakes, because I noticed that a few weeks ago, and I thought it was me. I'm like, This woman ain't never looked that young before.
Mm-hmm.
She's always had an old Southern girl look. But when I saw all this tightness in her face, I said, wait a minute, what the fuck? Who is that? And I'm telling you, I noticed that. I noticed that about a month ago, and I was like, "Wait a minute, something's going on. Something is really going on." And but you know, I don't know. In order for you to project an image to stay at your job or something or whatever, I don't know. I don't know. I think you just need to grow into who you are. You know, I guess
she felt like she's in the public eye all the time, so she's trying to
That's true. But you know, you like the song said, you got to shake what your mama gave you. You just got to go with the fuck your parents put in you, and keep it like that. People could like it.
Yeah,
people could like it or
maybe
not
she's
like.
Not satisfied. Maybe she's not satisfied.
Yeah, well then
so.
She should go get some new parents. But you know,
either that or she just has too much money. She don't know how to spend it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's true, too. You're right.
Yeah.